Blomqvist went straight to the dining car and ordered more coffee and sandwiches. He opened his eyebook again and read through his text. He was so absorbed that he did not notice Inspector Mordig until she cleared her throat and asked if she could join him. He looked up, smiled sheepishly, and closed his computer.
On your way home?
You too, I see.
She nodded. My colleague is staying another day.
Do you know anything about how Salinder is? I've been sound asleep since I last saw you.
She had an operation soon after she was brought in and was awake in the early evening. The doctors think she'll make a full recovery. She was incredibly lucky.
Blomqvist nodded. It dawned on him that he had not been worried about her. He had assumed that she would survive. Any other outcome was unthinkable. Has anything else of interest happened? He said. Mordig wondered how much she should say to a reporter, even to one who knew more of the story than she did. On the other hand, she had sat down at his table, and by now maybe 100 other reporters had been briefed at police headquarters.
I don't want to be quoted, she said.
I'm simply asking out of personal interest.
She told him that a nationwide manhunt was underway for Ronald Niedermann, particularly in the Malmö area.
And Zelichenko? Have you questioned him?
Yes, we questioned him.
And?
I can't tell you anything about that.
Come on, Sonia. I'll know exactly what you talked about less than an hour after I get to my office in Stockholm, and I won't write a word of what you tell me.
She hesitated for a while before she met his gaze. He made a formal complaint against Salinder, that she tried to kill him. She risks being charged with aggravated assault and attempted murder.
And in all likelihood she'll claim self-defence.
I hope she will, Mordig said.
That doesn't sound like an official line.
Bodine Zelichenko is as slippery as an eel, and he has answers to all our questions. I'm convinced that things are more or less as you told us yesterday, and that means that Salinder has been subjected to a lifetime of injustice since she was 12.
That's the story I'm going to publish, Blomqvist said.
It won't be popular with some people.
Mordig hesitated again. Blomqvist waited.
I talked with Bublansky half an hour ago. He didn't go into any detail, but the preliminary investigation against Salinder for the murder of your friends seems to have been shelved. The focus has shifted to Niedermann.
Which means that...
He let the question hang in the air between them.
Mordig shrugged. Who's going to take over the investigation of Salinder?
I don't know. What happened in Gossenberge is primarily Göteborg's problem. I would guess that somebody in Stockholm will be assigned to compile all the material for a prosecution.
I see. What do you think the odds are that the investigation will be transferred to Seppo?
Mordig shook her head.
Just before they reached Alingsås, Blomqvist leaned towards her.
Sonia, I think you understand how things stand. If the Zelichenko story gets out, there'll be a massive scandal. Seppo conspired with a psychiatrist to lock Salinder up in an asylum. The only thing they can do now is to stonewall and go on claiming that Salinder is mentally ill and that committing her in 1991 was justified.
Mordig nodded.
I'm going to do everything I can to counter any such claims. I believe that Salinder is as sane as you or I.
Odd, certainly,
but her intellectual gifts are undeniable.
He paused to let what he had said sink in.
I'm going to need somebody on the inside I can trust.
She met his gaze.
I'm not competent to judge whether or not Salinder is mentally ill, but you are competent to say whether or not she was the victim of a miscarriage of justice. What are you suggesting?
I'm only asking you to let me know if you discover that Salinder is being subjected to another miscarriage of justice.
Mordig said nothing.
I don't want details of the investigation or anything like that. I just need to know what's happening with the charges against her.
It sounds like a good way for me to get kicked off the force. You would be a source. I would never, ever mention your name.
He wrote an email address on a page torn from his notebook. This is an untraceable Hotmail address. You can use it if you have anything to tell me. Don't use your official address, obviously. Just set up your own temporary Hotmail account. She put the address in the inside pocket of her jacket. She did not make him any promises.